not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Confession is necessary for fellowship. Our sins have built a barrier between us and God. Our sins, that's the whole barrier. That's it. Our sins have broken our relationship with God. Let me say this, and I'll touch on this a couple of more times along the way. That confession of sin, that comes before Jesus Christ. It's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ where those sins are forgiven. Where those sins are forgiven, it's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And we'll touch on that a little more. But the O in confess stands for obey God's direction. Obey God's direction. Confession means that we agree with God regarding our sins. Confession restores that fellowship. Confession restores that fellowship. First, we confessed. We admitted our faults to ourselves. And that's the first step in Celebrate Recovery, or dealing with any of your, you know, let me say this as politely as I can. No, I truly believe that just about anybody could fit right in at Celebrate Recovery. A lot of people think that it just has to do with drugs and alcohol. That's not the case. We've got all kinds of people there with all kinds of different issues. And basically, what their issue is sin. It's sin. Okay, so I believe that a lot of people could fit right in. But the first step at Celebrate Recovery is to confess and to admit that I got a problem. That I've got a problem. And that I got a problem that I can't handle. So we confessed, we admitted our faults to ourselves. That's the important thing. You got to admit it to yourself. And you got to admit it to God. And you got to admit it to someone that you trust. And as surely as I am the living God, says the Lord, everyone will kneel before me and everyone will confess that I am God. Every one of us then will have to give an account to him, an account of himself to God. Romans 14, 11 and 12. Then we do what we are instructed to do in James 5, 16. And we confess our sins to each other and pray for each other so that we may be healed. You know, that is becoming one of my favorite verses. And one of the things that I see every day as I work with this ministry and work with people and see myself grow is how that confessing that sin to your brothers or sisters and having them pray for you, how that frees you. It's amazing. If you've got your own little secret sin and you keep that secret sin and that's yours, it's got you in bondage. It's got you in bondage. But if you'll give that sin up and you'll share it with somebody else, the chains are broken and it doesn't have you that grip on you as it did before. It frees you up. And I see on a regular basis people that come to me and people that share their issues with me, and you can just see the freedom that overcomes them. And it blows my mind to see what God is doing. But you can lose that bondage by obeying God's direction. The next letter is N. No more guilt. No more guilt. This principle can restore our confidence, our relationships, and allow us to move on from our rear view mirror way of living that kept us looking back and second guessing ourselves and others. Man, when I was out there living a lie, and I mean that, I was living a lie. Let me tell you this. I have realized at that point in my life, every single relationship that I had was based on a lie. It was based on a lie. Because nobody knew about my drinking issues and the dope and all the other things that I was doing. Nobody knew. At least I thought they didn't. They didn't know how severe they were. And that was my thing. And every relationship that I had was, even the relationship with my wife and my children, were based on lies. They were based on lies. And when you live a life of lies, you are always looking over your shoulder. You are always trying to remember what in the world you said, what in the world was this, what it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But that next letter, that no more guilt, when you confess and you get those lies out in the open and you get those issues out in the open and you get freedom in your life, it's amazing the restored confidence and the restored relationships you have. My wife and I are going to, like I said, be celebrating 24 years in August. And we are happier than we have ever been. Now, I can just say that from up here and up on stage, and you guys think, yeah, okay, that's right. Are we as happy as we've ever been, sweetie? You know, I mean, hey, and that's a good thing. And that's because there's no more lies. And we can live with each other. And you don't have to, I don't have to do that rearview mirror living anymore. In Romans 8:1, God promises us that there's no condemnation now for those who live in the union with Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation. The verdict is in. All have sinned, yet God declares us not guilty. Did you hear that? God declares us not guilty. If we trust in Jesus Christ, who freely takes away our sins, you find that in Romans 3, 23 and 24. So that's the con, that's the C-O-N, the con of confession. And the con is over. We followed God's direction on how to confess our wrongs. After we fess up, the F-E-S-S, we'll have four positive changes in our life. Four positive changes in our life. The first is that we will be able to face the truth. The F is face the truth. It's been said that a man occasionally will stumble over the truth, but most of the time he'll pick himself up and continue on anyway. Recovery doesn't work like that. Getting your life right with Christ doesn't work like that. Recovery requires honesty. There's two things that I ask for when somebody asks me to be their sponsor at Celebrate Recovery. Excuse me.